Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willestein of The Press.
Black Widow is the 24th film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, also known as MCU. Black Widow begins with an origin story, a flashback to a young Natasha Romanoff, aka Black Widow. The grown-up Natasha is played by Scarlett Johansson. Natasha's younger sister, Yelena Belova, also a Black Widow, you see there are dozens, if not hundreds, if not thousands of Black Widows, is played by Florence Pugh. Pugh is a bundle of energy, contradictions, and humor. Black Widow becomes Yelena's film. Florence Pugh steals the show from the stoic Scarlett Johansson. From the young Natasha and Yelena, the story propels forward to events right after those of Captain America: Civil War, released in 2016. Soon, in Black Widow, we enter the Red Room, atop some sort of floating space station or tower of some sort, where amidst computer screens, serums, and other devices that rival the best lair of a James Bond movie villain or Dr. Evil from Austin Powers, we meet the mastermind behind the mayhem, Dracoff, played by Ray Winstone, who looks and acts like what one would presume a Russian oligarch to be. Dracoff controls the Black Widows, including his daughter, Antonio Dracoff, aka Taskmaster, played by Olga Kurylenko. Which brings us inevitably to the Black Widow screenplay, a colossal Hollywood cut-and-paste botch job by Eric Pearson, who wrote Godzilla vs. Kong screenplay and Thor Ragnarok, which right there should tell you something. The story is by Jack Schaefer, Primetime Emmy nominee for WandaVision, and by Ned Benson, who wrote The Disappearance of Eleanor Rigby. Australian director Kate Shortland, who directed Berlin Syndrome, Lore, and Somersault, makes the best of what she's given, providing us with some sensitive scenes that resonate between Natasha and Yelena, and between the two of them and their mother, Melina, aka Black Widow, played by Rachel Weisz, and some humorous scenes between them and Alexei Shostakov, aka Red Guardian, played by David Harbour, having and giving us a rollicking good time. The verdict on Black Widow? See it if you are a Marvel Cinematic Universe fanboy or fangirl. Even so, for a Marvel movie, Black Widow is simply not very marvelous. Black Widow is MPAA rated PG-13 for intense sequences of violence and action, some language and thematic material. Opening July 23? Old. A family on holiday at a secluded beach begins to age rapidly. M. Night Shyamalan directs Gael Garcia Bernal, Rufus Sewell, and Alex Wolff in the drama mystery thriller Snake Eyes. The G.I. Joe spinoff Rolls the Dice. Robert Schwenke directs Henry Golding, Andra Coy, Samara Weaving, and Ursula Cabero in the action, adventure, fantasy, science fiction thriller Joe Bell. A father walks across the United States in a crusade against bullying after his son is bullied in high school for being gay. Ronaldo Marcus Green directs Mark Wahlberg, Connie Britton, Gary Sinise, and Morgan Lilly in the biography drama. I'm Paul Willestein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.